Clive Addio has been breeding orchids for 48 years. Over the last 17, he's been taking care of the orchid collection at the U.S. Botanic Garden.
I'm still in love with my wife and my orchids. The orchids are part of my family.
The orchids in the Botanic Garden's greenhouse belong to about 5,000 species, and there are more than 8,000 plants. It's the Botanic Garden's largest collection.
I think when most people come in contact with orchids, I think the orchids take hold of them, you know? It's like you get hooked on them. How can you not like that?
Addio moves through the greenhouse like it's his own house.
This one has been blooming for a while. Beautiful.
He knows every plant, its health, awards, and history. He also has tricks up his sleeve, how to care for each, especially when it comes to repotting them.
Orchids are prone to virus. And what I'm going to do is sterilize the cutters. So I use a flame, sterilize the pool.
And so, with tender, loving care, hundreds of orchids are groomed for the garden's annual exhibit.
We have a lot of lady slipper orchids set aside for the show.
From the greenhouse, these orchids are carefully transported to the Botanic Garden at the base of the U.S. Capitol. About 2,000 plants in bloom are being shown there. Eric Levitt supervises the operation. He explains how the orchids are made to bloom in time for the show.
We run temperatures according to what helps them to initiate flower buds. Last fall, we turned temperatures down into the 50s in this greenhouse, which initiates flower buds.
Levitt says some flowers can last several months, and that vanilla comes from an orchid.
It's a family that's comprised of more than 20,000 species. All of them are blooming plants.
Levitt says some collectors will pay thousands of dollars for a rare orchid.
You're probably going to see several hundred species at one time at the exhibit. Some of those it's hard to put a price on, but I would say through the entire show, we've got to have $50,000, $60,000 worth of orchids sitting in the show at one time. That would be a conservative estimate, I would think.
After months of preparation, the show is open to the public. Cam Rankin came from New Hampshire and has spent the morning admiring the flowers.
They're almost like they're reaching out wanting to kiss you. And it was a lavender one over here, but I love them all. They're fantastic.
Monica Jimenez and her daughters came from Colombia, a country that has a large number of orchid species.
This is a beautiful exhibit. Everybody should come see it.
University of Maryland professor Frank Stevens came to spend a day at the Botanic Garden. He says it's an oasis in the city.
It's a place that you can come and relax and suit yourself and work on your mental health.
And so, for beauty, for mental health, great photographs or collecting, orchids seem to please us all. For producer Zulima Palacio, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.